Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Well, we're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a shot. Looks like I currently don't look like a monster on video. My mom.
I mean, other than usual.
Right, other than usual. My mom texted and asked if I had met with foul play. She was concerned. Yeah.
Chevy Chase, Goldie Hawn movie.
And I'm ready to take a chance again. Ready to put my love on the line with you.
Fabulous movie, by the way. Fabulous. And Barry Manilow with a tremendous song for the movie.
Well, I'd like
to write
start...
it for that movie, or was it just used?
That's a good question. I'll look it up while Peter's.
We'll need to find that out. We'll start out by saying good evening to Michael.
Please stay safe, everybody. Stay indoors. Be very wash handy.
It's a classic.
And then we'll go ahead and we'll say good evening to Don.
Good afternoon, Michael, Peter, and
Don.
I forgot
Don.
His name.
That's a low point.
No, thank you.
What a tremendous drop. You know, it ends up being in the nether region come drop madness, but it's kind of a drop for Don when you think about it.
I think the nether region has the potential of being very strong.
Here's what I don't understand. Madness. We've been doing drop madness for 4 years. Every year I say the other region should be the nether region. You guys never reacted to it. Then I said it like 2 weeks ago, and Don sounded like it was the best thing he ever heard. Like
and now I only call it. Now I only call it the nether region.
I can't answer to why I dropped the ball back then. I don't know why.
You missed an opportunity.
You guys just don't listen to me, I guess.
By the way, how was the last hour without me?
Best. The best of the year.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was tremendous.
That's true. It was good, Peter. I'm not going to lie, but it's strong for him to say it was best of the year.
It makes you feel like he's trying to insult me. Well, as I expected, I called Verizon. Their callback time was 30 to 51 minutes. They called 3 minutes before ENN. So we simply hard reset everything. I changed a few wires. I made a few adjustments. Do I currently sound crystal clear?
Yes.
Beautiful.
So we'll hope it lasts
almost
for
like
ENN.
Adele's voice right now.
Really?
Yeah.
So the NBA has detailed the testing protocols and the guidelines for an Orlando bubble. Okay, there's a 100-page document sent to players and obtained by ESPN. And ESPN, they sent it right over to me. And I've read the whole thing. The NBA...
You had the time the last hour.
Yeah, I read. That's why I read the entire thing. They broke down basically what life will be like inside this campus at Walt Disney World when play resumes next month. So they talked about COVID-19 testing protocols, social distancing guidelines, which includes, guys, no doubles ping pong. Very, very important, you know. You know, you can't have a situation where LeBron James and if LeBron James and Anthony Davis want to play ping pong, not together. Maybe against each other, not together. They talk about haircuts. They talk about everything. Now, any player who has a positive test for COVID will have to rest and refrain from exercise for 2 weeks. 2 weeks from the later of the date of the player's first positive test and or resolution of symptoms, if they have any. Once someone tests positive for the virus, the protocol says, lays out a several-step process that they'll have to go through, including being placed in isolation housing and having to undergo a second test. Also, if they do have a positive test, they will actually tattoo positive right across the player's throat. So each play, you know which player has a positive test.
I don't think that's true. I think you're making that up.
All right, that part, I'll be honest, I added that part. The league also sent a 33-page player handbook, which focused more on logistics and perks in Orlando, which includes an entire brothel, which I think is really exciting.
Again, making it up. That doesn't sound true.
No, it's called the Bubble Brothel.
Yeah, but I think you could have a fun game, Peter, of listing three things, like two are absolutely true about this hub,
right,
and one made up, and we might get it wrong. Because I perused through it. I was amazed. They had like pictures of some of the great food they could eat.
How'd the buffets look?
Tremendous.
Yeah, they're going to eat like kings. I'll tell you what, it's going to be a good time. Prediction. Do you think we'll hear a story of a fist fight inside the bubble at some point?
No.
I do. You can't be with somebody that long that you're not legally supposed to be with and not get sick of them.
Especially when some are going to be like players who hate each other from different teams.
Yeah, but the fact that you can go and golf and there's a place to bowl and you can eat or go to a movie.
Go to the Tower of Terror.
There's going to be plenty of stuff to do. I think it's going to be fine.
Now, players will have to decide whether or not they're participating in Orlando by June 24th. That's 1 week from today to you and me. 7 days from now, they will have to decide whether or not they're participating.
I have a question for you, Peter.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to answer.
Have you ever played doubles ping pong?
Never.
You know, they're completely ruling that out. So who does play doubles ping pong?
It's a great question by you.
The toughest thing to do is to get four people in one place to care that much about ping pong.
And not only that, how you can't find four NBA players who could fit at a ping pong table.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I like ping pong. Don't get me wrong.
I love ping pong.
But I could wait and, you know, play the winner. I don't have to, like, team up with people. Give me a break. It's ping pong.
Now, let's hear from Kendrick Perkins.
I know that Stockton and Malone always play doubles.
Is that true?
They just knew each other so well.
Let's hear from Kendrick Perkins, who has more strong words for Kyrie.
If you take Kyrie Irving brain and put it in a bird right now, guess what that bird is going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to fly backwards. Because Kyrie right now, he's confused. He's showing his lack of leadership. Here it is. Kyrie, you have been on these conference calls over the last 2 months. You're the vice president of the Players Association. You have been very involved in all this that has been taking place for us, whether or not we're going to play or not. And you have been on the phone and you have voted to play. And also, we go back last week. Just last week, he was reaching out to the Players Association and the NBA about, you know, players that are on the inactive list. Can they travel to Orlando? That he said he wanted to go to Orlando and be part of the team and be with his team and be a leader. And all of a sudden, within the next 7 days, because from what I was told, the NBA said, no, you can't go because of the pandemic and coronavirus situation, that the people, the bodies that are there are bodies that, you know, are that need to be people in place to, you know, take part in action.
So
I don't think Kendrick likes him.
Not huge. Doesn't seem big on Kyrie. Now, there's another story out there today about Kyrie Irving suggesting that NBA players start their own league. There are mixed messages here. Stephon Bondi of the Daily News said Irving said that the Nets should skip the NBA's restart at Disney World during a group chat with his teammates. He also proposed the idea that players start their own league. Quote, to be clear on this, Kyrie has proposed to his teammates they should start their own league, and it's not necessarily in response to the bubble situation. Ryan Russillo from The Ringer added, Kyrie telling other players they should start their own league is not new. He's talked to teammates about it this season. Based on what I was told, KD was not as enthusiastic.
I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, people always make light of owners, okay? Owners take a big risk. It's not that easy to start your own league. Well, what arenas are they going to play in?
He's starting to lose me when, you know, he said is his heart in the right place. Now I'm not really even sure it's that. I think he's using this to just be that guy.
He's got some that guy. I mean, we know that. He's got some that guy.
I think he's trying to make, I think he's just trying to make, I don't want to say a mockery. I don't think it's that strong, but I think he's, He's using this to get some attention. I think he's trying to make LeBron James look bad. I just think he's being a troublemaker.
Let me throw this out there to both
of you. How is starting your league going to take away the focus of Black Lives Matter? Did we forget about that?
Do you think, and this is just a question, I don't know if it's actually taking place. Do you believe that Jim Dolan is sitting back on, I'm glad we didn't get him. And by the way, let's give some credit to Dolan, Mills, and Perry. They wanted no part of Kyrie. They wanted Durant. And they ended up losing Durant because they didn't want Kyrie. Maybe they knew something. Maybe they didn't want to take part in all of this.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to have watched what happened in Boston and think, I don't know if he's the guy we want to lead a young team. You know, it's not that Kyrie's an incredible player.
And he's super smart, too.
Super smart.
I mean, minus the flat earth stuff.
He was trolling when he did that. But
I don't know.
Super smart and an incredible player. But if you were to say, pick a player to lead a group of young guys, I'm not picking Kyrie. Sorry.
But he's trying to convince players, right, Peter? Let's try to figure this all out. Puts a conference call together to try to express the opinion that they shouldn't play because it would be a distraction to the Black Lives Matter movement. And he doesn't invite some of the biggest names in the NBA to be on it? Why? Because it would probably create some pushback? I mean, how do you not invite LeBron James onto your conference call if you're trying to convince the league to do something that you're interested in doing?
Specifically Chris Paul, who's the head of the players.
Well, then there's the other thing, because now that becomes the attention.
Well, Chris Paul, don't play that game. I don't think he can do that to Chris Paul.
But here's the thing. If it's really about the movement, and it's not about him trying to create attention for himself, you call up Paul and you say, listen, I don't think we should play. And I think we should try to get some players together because I think it's a bad idea. No cameras, no social media, no talking about on the air. Just no. He went all out trying to make a big splash, trying to convince players that weren't LeBron James, that weren't the representatives of the teams for the union. I'm beginning to think, Peter, his heart was not in the right place.
I have two pieces of audio about Colin Kaepernick. Do you want to first hear from Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn, or do you want to hear from America's head coach Donald J. Trump?
Let's hear from America's head coach.
All right, coach, let's hear from Trump on Cap.
Do you think Colin Kaepernick should get another shot in the NFL?
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, he started off great, and then he didn't end up very great in terms of as a player. He was terrific in his rookie year. I think he was very good in his second year, and then something happened. So his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
That's a fair answer.
He said, what was the weird thing where he threw kneeling but didn't say anything?
Yeah.
I think the president sees that this is not a winnable point right now.
You think he's backing off the kneeling thing?
I think he has. I mean, the harshest thing he said since this all kind of exploded was, well, I'm not going to watch the NFL. He didn't call anybody SOBs or anything like that. Well, hey, he's got smart people around him. The climate is not right to fight on this. It's just not.
4 years ago, it was kick the SOB out of the league. Right. And now it's he deserves a shot.
I didn't know that there was a cut. I guess that's from the Hannity interview tonight, right?
I guess. I mean,
that's about as conciliatory as you could be.
Oh, no, guys. My visuals do not look good.
No, you're gone.
How's the audio?
Well, terrible.
I think the punting unit is on.
That was it? I'm dead?
Yeah. That's my opinion. That's my vote. I'm not the head coach, but.
I'm not the head coach either, but I would agree with you.
I'm going to call.
They didn't even care about Peter. He didn't swing it around. Well, now your picture's better. Maybe your voice. Nope, pixelated again. All right, bye, Peter. You think Andrew has any ENN stuff that he wants to throw at us to finish up the segment?
I would think he was intimately involved in.
You mean
the
he wrote
together.
It.
I'm here.
Andrew, what do you got?
I'm here.
Oh, Peter's on the
phone. Oh, Peter's back?
Yeah.
I'm back. Yeah. Does it sound okay?
Yeah, you're on the phone, but that works.
All right. So I mentioned Anthony Lynn, the head coach of the Chargers, who was also asked about the possibility of Colin Kaepernick in the league. Here's what Coach Lynn had to say.
That's something that's probably on the workout list. You know, I haven't spoken with Colin. I'm not sure if, where he's at as far as in his career or what he want to do. But Colin definitely fits the style of quarterback for the system that we're going to be running. I'm very confident and happy with the three quarterbacks that I have. But, you can never have too many people waiting on the runway.
I'm asking a question I don't know if any of you guys know. Well, what do you mean? What is a workout list? I've never heard about this. He's on a workout list. What does that mean? Well, don't you have to sign somebody before they work out with you?
A list of people who could come and try out for you?
Yeah, but that's not called a workout list.
Well, that's what he calls it. I'm sure they have a list
of
people.
They probably haven't even contacted Colin Kaepernick.
Well, he might be on a list of people that you would call if you had like issues at quarterback.
I think this is all garbage.
Oh. If either of you can name, so the Chargers have Tyrod Taylor and they drafted Justin Herbert.
Right.
If either of you can name their other quarterback, I will turn on my camera on my phone. I will go to the roof and I will punt Bear off like Baxter.
I would have guessed Geno Smith before you said he was in Seattle. Because didn't Geno Smith have a cup of coffee in L.A.?
Norm Van Brocklin.
No, listen.
Their third quarterback is Easton. This is not a film star, an adult film star. He's a quarterback. His name is Easton Stick.
Wow.
And do you hear Bear just bark? Celebrating that he's not going to be punted.
Do you know who knew that? He said it before you got it out of your mouth, and obviously we're on a delay. DiPietro knew it was
because I think they were having this conversation. They've been really thorough having their conversation about this subject, and that's an easy name to remember when you hear it. I may never forget it again.
Dick.
Now, what's in a name? You know, he might be fabulous. I don't know. I never heard of the guy until now, but I'll never forget. But I would warn everybody in the NFL.
You went to North Dakota State. Okay.
You know, you may not have the luxury of having just two quarterbacks on your roster. You may not have the luxury of having two quarterbacks on your roster and one on the practice squad. Because if there's going to be a spike in COVID-19, you can't really afford to lose your quarterback, right? So this is probably the time where you might want to have as many quarterbacks as possible in camp, no?
I would think so. I would think the NFL should actually loosen up the reins on the roster size, too.
That's a good point.
Well, offensive linemen, I mean, you can't play the game without offensive linemen in the court. Well, you can't play the game. You need everybody at every position. But maybe they should have a bigger roster.
I will make a $250 donation to the charity of either of your choice. If you can tell me either of the two quarterbacks behind Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina.
Well, when in doubt, always throw Matt Moore out.
It's a great guess. Unfortunately, you'd be incorrect.
How about Weston Stick?
Weston Stick? That's Easton's brother.
Yeah.
No. The second string quarterback is the great Will Greer, and the third string quarterback is the great PJ Walker. Those are the two guys you have backing up a quarterback whose leg almost came off of his body and since then has played like 83 snaps. That's what they have backing up in Carolina. It's interesting. You'd think there'd be someone who'd be interested in giving the guy an opportunity. I went back and was watching the highlights of Kaepernick in the playoffs against Green Bay in 2012. My God.
And also, we did the stats yesterday. In the 11 starts he had in his final season with San Francisco, the Niners were 1-10, but his numbers were not terrible. I think he had 20 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. That's not terrible.
I watched that season very intensely because I was very into the story. And I've said this before. I'll bring on RJ again, an expert. RJ, how do you even describe what was going on that offense besides Kaepernick in that year?
That was not a real football team.
Who was the coach that year?
That was 2017. Was that the That was either the Jim Tom Sula experience or the Chip Kelly experience.
I think it was Tom Sula.
Who was his best weapon?
That's a great question.
So it's really interesting that, you know, people will tell you, I've had someone say it to me this week. Yeah, you can say what you want. You know, someone I know. Oh, say whatever you want, but you know the guy sucks, right? And I'm like, no, I don't. He went to a Super Bowl, guys. It's just not a fluke. And we had that narrative that got sold to us of quarterbacks like that just don't work. Guys, I thought the last time we looked, the NFL MVP played the position kind of like captain. No?
Well, RJ just looked it up. He said it was Chip Kelly the last year.
Beautiful. He was a great NFL head coach, by the way.
But here's the deal. This is a fact, okay? It's been a while. And Michael Vick did it, but I don't think Colin Kaepernick's Michael Vick. I think Michael Vick was a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick. That being said, in a league where you're throwing out names to two football fans, and you can play backup quarterback or porn star.
Yep.
And we'd lose. Yeah, We'd be guessing. So you can't tell me you can't invite him to camp. Do I think he's got a chance to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? I would probably bet no, not because I think he's awful, not because I don't think he deserves a chance, but listen, being out of the league for 4 years, you just threw out how great he looked in 2012. That was 8 years ago. But to say, then what are you afraid of? If he's that bad and you think that he's got no shot, then bring him in, let him fall on his face, and then you cut him.
Well, I mean, the one thing that you have going for against you if you bring him in, because I don't think it's a negative now to bring him in terms of you know, it was never a negative in my mind, but these people that run teams, in terms of what he's protesting. But you will bring him in, and he will be the center of everything, and football coaches hate that. They just hate it. So does his talent outweigh what will obviously be a massive distraction? That's the question I have to ask. Especially, you know, we've talked about him being a third-string quarterback. There ain't no way you want that much of a distraction out of your third-string quarterback. Sorry, you just don't. I'm not saying distraction in a negative way, but the spotlight will be on him.
But given where we are, and given that we know the players are going to be kneeling, there's going to be protests, there's going to be vocal people well beyond Kaepernick. The difference between now and the past is it'll be a huge deal in the preseason, and by the time the season starts, with everyone else kneeling and saying things, is he really still going to get that much attention?
I would assume that he will, and I will tell you this. I think when the Jets signed Tebow, it was a huge mistake. Nothing but distraction came out of that. It was a huge mistake.
Well,
And he couldn't play. I mean, Kaepernick has shown that he can play. Tebow showed he could play, obviously, in college, and that one great pass for the Broncos, but he was not a great player.
But you know what? The distraction that Tebow created, let's not forget, was a distraction the Jets wanted and Rex Ryan embraced.
Right. You know what? So, they miscalculated.
Right, but I'm saying is they could have controlled that circus by not inviting SportsCenter, you know, to do their shows from Jets training camp. You say, listen, we're going to reduce the amount of media that's going to be probably not even have that much media at training camp anyway now with the pandemic that's going on. You know, you can control it. Was Antonio Brown any kind of distraction for the New England Patriots? And listen, for different reasons, but you know what?
He was a huge distraction to the Raiders. Huge.
Yeah, and the Raiders aren't a very good team. And the Patriots were a good team. So Brown went in there, caught a touchdown pass, became a problem. For half a second, he was gone. So it's interesting how the good teams can handle it, the bad teams can't. So if a team that's got a good room and understands what's at stake, then it becomes less of a problem than if it's a team that has no idea what they're doing.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers has been so outspoken about Kaepernick. Obviously, Jordan Love is his new backup, but, you know, their third stringer is Tim Boyle. So maybe Rodgers could go. I want to have him right here. Now, if you're wondering, Kaepernick's leading receivers during his final year, number one was Jeremy Curley. I'm sorry, the great Jeremy Curley. Number two, Quentin Patton and Garrett Celek, a.k.a. Brent Celek, a Jace-esque.
So you want the Packers to land Spoil and bring in Kaepernick.
Oh, beautiful what you did there. Hey, let's hear from Serena Williams, who says she's down.
Big news.
So this announcement has been on my mind all day, but ultimately I really cannot wait to return to New York and play the U.S. Open 2020. I feel like the USTA is going to do a really good job of ensuring like everything is amazing and everything is perfect and everyone is safe, and it's going to be exciting. It's been over 6 months since a lot of us have played professional tennis, so it is I'll certainly miss the fans, don't get me wrong, just being out there in that New York crowd and hear everyone cheer, like I'll really miss that and getting me through some of those tough matches, but this is crazy. I'm excited.
Feels like there was a good conversation where some assurances were made. Because after the news that's been getting out there, you have to imagine the USTA was on the phone with Serena Williams saying, hey, what do we do to get you on board here? Like, they couldn't lose her. You just couldn't. Who's watching at that point?
Now, granted, it's one person, but wow, the power of conversation, right, Peter? Talk to people. What exactly is this going to entail? Ask questions. Get answers. You don't feel, believe me, she doesn't feel good about it on spec. I mean, she feels good about it because she had a conversation. All of her questions were answered, and now you move forward. Talk.
And they probably made her feel like the priority that she is, and they said, "Well, we'll get it done." Guys, you know what happened on this day? All the way back.
A lot.
In my freshman year of high school, 1994.
I know you're thinking, oh, man, just throw it out the window. And nobody's going to get hurt.
I'm the only one that deserves.
No, you don't deserve
that.
Get
hurt.
You do not deserve to get hurt. You do not deserve to get hurt. Don't do this.
All I did was love Nicole. All I did was love her.
OJ is the last Knicks victory in an NBA Finals.
That's right. The Knicks win Game 5 against the Rockets at the Garden. The Rangers celebrate their first Stanley Cup since 1940.
Big parade.
Big parade.
The World Cup begins. The U.S. hosts it. And Arnold Palmer plays his final U.S. Open round, shooting an 81, only three strokes worse than Trey Wingo is on pace to shoot today.
All right.
So that'll do it.
One second about before you give your big goodbye. Do you realize we didn't give this nugget the other day? So this is the anniversary of the Bronco chase. You know that Ford has announced that they are premiering and exclusively showing their brand new Bronco and releasing it to the public on O.J. Simpson's birthday. Really, you didn't think about that?
Is that really real? I saw that. How could that be?
Because you know what? People are stupider than we think.
Yeah, but if you're going to release something, do you think we got to make sure it's not on O.J. Simpson's birthday?
Yeah, but the Bronco, you got to check out everything with O.J. if you're releasing a Bronco.
I guess you have to. God, what was the Griffey thing too, Michael? There was something going on with Ken Griffey Jr. that day. Because the 30 for 30, it's a great 30 for 30. Unnarrated, just giving you all the things that happened on June 17th of that day. You know, the Rangers parade. There was something going on in Kansas City with Ken Griffey Jr. I think it was some record he was about to break or could have broken.
I may have to rewatch that.
Peter, I saw it on a plane years ago, and I didn't really go in with any expectations, and I was blown away by it.
Andrew Gunling just texted me. He said, I'm going to be that guy. The Knicks have won an NBA Finals game since then. They won Game 3. Against the Spurs in 1999. So again, Alan Hahn was wrong.
Why, Alan Hahn gave that to you?
Alan Hahn said that to you while he was on.
That's a tough day for Alan, man.
I don't know if he gets up from it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I think he can get up from it. We all hope. We're rooting for him to get up from it.
He has a great show with Bart Scott from 1 to 3.
And what was that being tweeted? Bart's going to make a comeback? Did you hear this?
No, really? He hates Alan that much?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that true? He's going to make a comeback?
I saw a tweet. Anthony Pusick, who is, I think, on the board for that show, RJ can confirm, tweeted out that he was, I mean, I don't know if he was kidding, but I saw it.
Don, Griffey had the most, he tied for the most homers before June 30th.
Look at you looking that up.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.